In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For faith to proclaim God's word, that having learned to believe in God's righteous acts and deeds of salvation from their youth, his people would tell of his might to the next generation so that all might rejoice in the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For faith to let down the nets of the Lord's word in our daily vocations, trusting that his Son will do his gracious work through poor sinners like us. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For wisdom, knowledge, and every manifestation of the Holy Spirit, that our words would be measured and intelligible to our fellow Christians and to those outside the church, and our amens uttered confidently in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick, the weak, and the afflicted, especially healing for Ed and Gwen, and for those who we name now, both on our lips and in our hearts. That God would not be far from us or forsake us, but that he would make haste to help us in Christ for Christ's sake. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Lord, never depart from us, though we are unworthy of you and your bounty. We are pleased to receive our meager thanks and reluctant obedience for the sake of Christ's perfect obedience. Let your word rule us and your spirit revive us to leave behind every pride and anxiety alike, that we may follow you in all we do through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.